Hi, I'm Doug Gordon, and you're listening to Beta from Wisconsin Public Radio. Since immigrating to the United States at the age of 18, Folake Olowo-Foyeku has made a name for herself in Hollywood. She's guest starred on such TV shows as 30 Rock, Modern Family, and Transparent. Now she's co-starring in the CBS sitcom Bob Hart's Abishola. The show was created by The Big Bang Theory's Chuck Lorre. Folake joins us to talk about her career and this new role.
Our show is a 30-minute comedy about Bob, a compression sock salesman who has a heart attack and during his recovery crosses paths with Abishola, a Nigerian immigrant nurse, and he takes an interest in her and moves about trying to pursue her. And a couple of our episodes will be focused on that.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
What, you can't take the bus?
Do whatever you want.
Come on. You can't tell me you didn't feel something special when you sang to me in the toilet.
You're a crazy man.
I must be. Getting on a bus, I don't know where it's going.
And then it takes a turn. I wouldn't say exactly what happens. You have to watch the show to find out. But we explore the immigrant experience. Specifically, we explore the Yoruba, Nigerian immigrant experience in America, which also correlates and is also the universal immigrant story, I believe.
So where are you from?
Nigeria.
Wow. That's a heck of a commute, huh?
And Billy Gardell from Mike and Molly plays Bob, and you play Abishola. Can you tell me a bit about your character?
Yes, Abishola, like me, is a Nigerian immigrant of the Yoruba tribe. Unlike me, she has moved to America with her son for a better life for him. Specifically, she wants him to go to Ivy League school and become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That is the traditional Nigerian way. You're either a doctor or an engineer or a lawyer or, like Gina says, a failure.
Yeah, and you say unlike me because you did immigrate to the U.S., but for different reasons, right?
I did, but for myself.
So what are the biggest differences between you and your character of Abishola?
Yeah, I think, Folake, I am not as disciplined as Abishola is. I'd say that's the biggest difference.
Mm-hmm.
She's also a bit more traditional than I am,
mm-hmm.
which is not a bad thing. It's just who she is. At some point, I think I used to be more like that, and I grew out of it. Those are the two biggest differences. We probably have more in common than not, I think.
Who do you draw on to create the character of Abishola?
My mom, my aunties, the women that I grew up around in Nigeria. I draw from all of them, the mannerisms, all of that.
Have any of your relatives that you've based the character on, or any of them still around? Have they had a chance to see any of the show yet?
A bunch of my aunties have seen the show. I can't say exactly what I get from whom. I just have created this library of information that has fed the character. A bunch of them are still alive, and they've seen it, and they're all very proud and wish my mom could see it and my father could see it as well.
Yeah, that would be nice. I understand that one of the writers on the show is Gina Yashir.
Yes, Yashir.
A British-Nigerian comic. Has Gina helped you to develop the character of Abishola in any way?
A lot of situations Abishola finds herself in, Gina has mentioned, is based on her real-life experiences.
Can you give me an example without spoiling the show?
Well, I'm assuming most people have seen the pilot by now. If I'm not mistaken, and you can't quote me by this, I'm just going off of memory. I think Gina said the scene with the principal was something she experienced.
Now, what was the unfortunate word your son said to my son?
That's not important. It's just trash talk.
Okay, I'll ask again. What trash did our son say?
I'm just going to write it down.
You're the youngest of 20 children, is that right?
Yes.
What was that like growing up in such a large family and being at the bottom of the food chain, so to speak?
The food chain, right? A bunch of my siblings had already had kids of their own, some grandkids before I came into the picture. So they were most of them were out of the house. I grew up mostly with my brother before me, Bolaji and Olumide before him. My oldest brother, I think, is in his mid-70s right now. And my dad would have been 100 and something. Mm. So they had all moved out by the time I came into the picture. And my brother before me and I, we didn't really get along. A lot of times I felt like an only child. And then apart from that, I was in boarding school from about 10 years old.
In 2001, you were 18 years old and you decided to emigrate to the U.S. You came to live with your sister. Was this your first time in the U.S.?
Yes, I didn't decide. I was just coming to see my sister on holiday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I just thought I was here on vacation, but something intuitively alerted me that it might be the start of a new chapter. Mm-hmm. What aided the transition was my results were stolen in Nigeria to get into university.
Oh, sometimes
really? Sometimes people steal it or give you the wrong information so you can pay them money to switch it and stuff like that.
Oh.
And when I found that out, I told my mom, this is impossible that I failed. I know I didn't fail, and if you're telling me to do it again, I'm never going to go to school. That's like the worst threat you can give a Nigerian parent. I'm not going to school. Like, I'm not going to school unless I can stay here in America.
You have 3 days suspension, during which you will do all your homework and clean the apartment from top to bottom. When you are finished, we'll find more homework for you to do. And I think you should join the track team.
Really?
Yes. One day you'll throw the chair at the wrong person. I need to run for your life.
Yeah, and when you started university here in the U.S., you were originally planning to study economics and become an attorney, right?
That wasn't my plan. That was my parents' plan.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I did start. I think I took about a semester of economics. In A-levels in Nigeria, economics was one of my favorite subjects. I don't know that I did really well in it, but I enjoyed it. Hmm. I still do.
You've guest starred on many TV shows, including Westworld, Transparent, and Modern Family. Is there a particular TV guest starring role that you're most proud of?
I'd say Transparent. I'm very proud of the work on Transparent. I learned a lot outside of the show, delving into the research around my character and what she was experiencing in Palestine. That was my first time hearing about any of the conflict. So I'd heard about it in passing, but I'd never done any research into it. And I remember Jill Soloway and the producers had experts on the set who spoke to us about what was going on.
Yeah. Can you tell me a bit more about your character?
She was an activist in Palestine and became the love interest of one of the main characters for that season.
Do you want to get a drink? There's a bar in the hotel.
No, I try not to spend money in Israel. Because of the boycott?
Right.
Yeah. I try to do what I can for Palestinian justice.
Of course.
We can go to Ramallah. I know some really dope places there.
Go to Ramallah?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here we go. Wait a minute. Am I allowed to just go to Ramallah?
Yeah. You are definitely allowed.
You play Afrobeat electronic music under the name The Folake. Can you tell me a bit about your music and why you make it?
Why do I make it? Because music is the love of my life. I keep touching it a little bit, you know, taking a step forward and taking a couple of steps forwards because it's just so precious to me. But precious things should be shared. I'm self-taught in the guitar. Mm-hmm. I can play my own little something here and there. I don't call myself a musician, really, because I have so much respect for people who have dedicated years of their life to the craft.
Yeah,
I can't say that I'm a musician. Perhaps musically inclined, and I love it a lot. And I hope people will love it with me.
It's described as Afrobeat electronic music. Would you agree with that description?
I call it Afro-electric rock if I have to call anything.
Okay.
Afro-electro-folk rock. Afro because the percussion is very important to me. That's what really gets me into the vibe, African percussion. And the talking drums, the congos, like just all African percussion. The bassier, the better. I am deeply into Slash. His riffs, his melodies are just so beautiful. And I like to incorporate that with African drums. And sometimes that manifests itself as a folk track or a pop-ish rock track. But the main elements are electric guitar and Afro beat. And sometimes I just pull out the guitar and just rock with the percussion mostly.
Happy, happy, money don't come home. The money don't come. Happy, happy, money don't come. Oh. The money don't come. Happy, happy, money don't come. Oh.
the money don't come. Happy, happy, money don't come. Oh, the money don't come.
It's a song that I worked with my producer in Nigeria. We're working on a bunch of tracks together. This song is going to be called Happy Happy, in parenthesis, Money Don't Come. And it's just celebrating success while being reminded that materialism is not the goal, and love is the answer.
Love is the answer, love is the answer.
Good message there. I understand you're a big fan of the African-American science fiction author Octavia Butler, especially her 1980 book, Wild Seed.
I love that book.
Why do you love it so much?
I don't know why I love fantasy so much. I don't know. Maybe because I have a secret desire to be a superhero in real life. I just have superhuman abilities. There's just something so beautiful about Doro and his abilities and coming in contact with someone that he, in all his years, had never experienced. And her being able to just turn into fish and animals was just so beautiful. I guess there's some sort of freedom about it.
Falake Olowofo-Yeku, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Falake Olowofo-Yeku is one of the stars of the sitcom Bob Hart's Abishola. You can find out more about Folake at wpr.org/beta. That does it for this edition of Beta. Thanks to our guests, Ben Folds, Shea Serrano, and Folake Olowofo-Yeku. If you want to hear it again or binge on past episodes, subscribe to the Beta podcast via iTunes or wherever you catch your favorite pods. And make sure to let us know what you think by leaving a rating or a comment. You can keep up with us during the week online at wpr.org/beta or on Twitter at @WPRBeta. Beta is a production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Red Meat Productions.
That's just flavor to a high life man.
Our music and technical director is Steve Gotcher.
Why not? George Clinton was a dog catcher.
Our executive producer, nay showrunner, is Adam Friedrich.
How the hell are you gonna get fired on your day off?
And thanks to you, our alphas. We'll see you next week. I'm Doug Gordon.
I'm trying to impress you, you know that.
I know it. Yeah. Now, where'd you get the mushroom shirt? I got to know.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.